What's up, everybody? Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Nerdsmen. We're back in action, baby. I'm your ghost host, Roman. Across the table from me, the childlike Emperor V.
Hello.
And to my right, the Dark Knight of the Nerdsmen, Brandon.
Ready.
Oh my god.
So hot. And of course, all the way from the rooftops of Bloodhaven, Devin.
Hi.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Nerdsmen are back in action.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's it for us today.
And we're done.
We're done. Just letting you know we're back.
We didn't see anything.
Well, folks, it's that time again. One of our favorite series has come to fruition. DC knocked it out of the park, finally.
Oh, yeah.
What? It did well, Wonder Woman.
Hey! Yeah, no, Wonder Woman was good. Great, yeah. But for their first ensemble Avengers, yes, it was
really no storytelling of the other characters, right?
Dive right on in there. So, folks, we saw Justice League. Now, really quick, around the horn, let's just go around and get our non-spoiler-free ideas, thoughts. It's been a while since I've posted anything. V, let's start with you.
I really liked it.
You did?
I really, really liked it.
Oh, really liked it. Brennan?
Garbage.
I knew it.
I'm just kidding.
Loved it. Take off that shirt.
It was great. That's why I'm wearing it.
Devin?
Yeah, I loved it as well. I couldn't fall asleep that night as early as I should have to get up for work the next morning because I was just too excited about it. I was just replaying it in my head, and I was like, this movie is so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. The movie was really, really good. Definitely run out and check it out. You have to watch this film. That being said, we're going to full spoilers. We're just going to go balls to the wall. Man. There's no way we're going to keep anything hidden on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just want to talk about that flashback scene where Diana is telling Batman what happened before, and you have the Amazonians, tribes of man, and then a fucking Green Lantern comes out of nowhere.
I did not see that coming at all.
I love that. And then you saw him do like constructs. They weren't stupid looking. They were freaking awesome. In your face, Ryan Reynolds. In your goddamn face.
I'm sure he didn't approve of that Green Lantern dude.
The helicopter? No. Oh, God. But just that scene alone. And then it's just so brief where it's just like, yep, Green Lanterns exist. This one dies. The ring goes away.
Yeah.
Even seeing the ring go away, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's so badass. Like,
who's it going to?
Exactly. Abensur, obviously. I know the answers. But that was just so fucking good. And the setup to Steppenwolf, the villain, that I freaking loved. It was I didn't feel forced, but it was just beautifully done. Where it's just like, here's the villain, you know, you see him first and how he's fucking up shit currently in the Marvel Universe backstory, and you're just like, oh, this is a serious problem.
Yeah, he's a badass. Yeah. We need to stop him.
And then to see him just take down the Amazonians like nothing.
Yeah.
Like nothing. I freaking love that.
He was like banging horses in the face. Like bow. Like, this isn't football. What are you doing?
And I love that entire scene, that sequence where it shows like the Amazonians are holding their own against this like deity creature thing.
Yeah.
And that they're playing keep away with the mother box.
Yeah.
First of all, how badass is it that they said the word mother box in the film? Yeah. Like, as a DC person, a fanboy of DC, hearing them say words like mother box, Steppenwolf.
New gods.
New gods. Oh my god, the new gods. Gee, and then Darkseid, just throw it nonchalant. Like,
threw in Darkseid's name too.
Yeah, just like nonchalant. Like, you should know this. Yeah. He's here.
His origin in Batman vs Superman. That's basically it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's really no need for an origin story. But, I mean, if they give us one-shot movies of just like, oh, this is the events that happened afterwards and how they're coping with it, that'd be cool.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we don't have to get an origin story.
Although the Wonder Woman 2, they're saying it's going to be set in World War II.
Yeah.
So is that like another flashback?
Oh no.
The other one was World War One.
Yeah.
So we'll do another flashback, I guess, Wonder Woman.
That makes sense. Interesting. I guess.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I thought she was in quiet like the whole until after he died.
Yeah.
Seems like if they had a picture of Wonder Woman, it would have been from World War II.
More recent.
Pictures were better.
Oh man.
And then she's like sticks out like a sore thumb, like, who's that beautiful lady?
Yeah, what the
hell? First of all, that's the only, I don't want to say,
who's that
downside?
Jewish chick that's not in the Holocaust?
Oh god, they joke us right themselves. But the only downside I'd have to say to this whole movie was Wonder Woman. What? She took me out of the... She's so fucking pretty. Like, every time we're like, the scene where her and Bruce are, like, fighting, and it's Bruce's way of trying to make her to the leader.
Yeah.
Every time they're fighting, I'm just like, she's so pretty. How can you argue with that? Like, I would agree to everything.
She's right.
Even when Chief and Alfred's giving Bruce a hard time, he's like, yeah, I'm sure all you're interested in is her, skills.
Bro, that was just,
when she's, like, at her job, like, you clearly look like Wonder Woman. You're like, you don't look nothing in like anybody else but Wonder Woman.
I don't believe you're Dusty. You're Amazon.
It's like you're doing nothing to hide your identity.
Yeah, you're not even trying. What, you wear that little thing around your head, that's it.
It's like the main difference between Diana and Wonder Woman is that she lets her hair down and she wears a tiara.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. And you're telling me no one realized? No one's like, you look familiar.
Didn't I see you in a museum? Nah.
I have a Wonder Woman doll here. Nah, you're good.
They get the doll, they're just like, put it in a ponytail, take off the... Oh my god!
Like that Jimmy Kimmel thing. With the Batman suit. He's like, wait, do that again? You're Batman!
Oh man, and how badass was it to see Batman being a Batman from the comics and the video games? I love that little sequence.
It opens so well.
Oh, dude, when he fight a parody?
It opens so well. Yeah.
Where you see him, you think he's like, oh, he's clearly fighting a bad guy, a jewel thief or whatever. But he's
using him as bait. Yeah, I was like, that's such a video game Batman. He has another. He doesn't care about you. It's a plan. It's all planned.
And as he's fighting them, he's flying through the air with the parademon. He learns that this noise or the siren affects him somehow.
Yeah, and he's like working on it the whole
analyzing time. Analyzing as he's fighting. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's just so fucking... I love that. That was little details. Hope.
Yeah.
That gave me hope for like a Batman movie.
So I don't know if you guys knew this, and I didn't know it going into the movie, but apparently they hired Danny Elfman, and they got rid of the guys that did the soundtrack for the first Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman. So they hired Danny Elfman, which is the guy who did the first two Batman with Michael Keaton. And that's why that first opening sequence of Batman was so legit, because he actually reused his theme.
You should have seen me. Sequence. I went ape shit when those first notes. I was like, what the... No! And then with the Superman theme, the original, was just like, oh god, this is all coming together, man.
Yeah, they did. Like, I feel like it still could have been. I feel like it could have been a better movie if they did the Avenger route. But it was still really.
Oh, it was one of the best. What they did,
one of the best ones they've done. Like,
that's because the other ones,
not including Dark Knight.
The bar was pretty low.
That's no comparison.
If we're comparing it to Batman vs. Superman theatrical and Suicide Squad, I mean,
they've had a bad track record. So Wonder Woman and this gives me hope that we're going to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, they did everything right. I don't know whether it was... Clearly this movie had Josh Whedon like brushstrokes all over it.
Oh, yeah.
The way the dynamic between he had scenes almost beat for beat like Avengers, where he had scenes where they're back at home base, they're strife, they're figuring out how each person works as a whole, and then they actually felt like people, not like superheroes, but like as individual people, you know, with their own bullshit trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I hope it was Whedon or maybe it was Snyder. The whole idea of leaving Superman at the end.
Yeah.
That was fucking brilliant.
We know Superman. Let's give these guys some time.
Well, not only that, it's like Superman is the instant win button.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you bring him in there, and it's just like, oh.
Just like what was seen when he came, he destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, no sweat.
And by prolonging it as long as they did, it made you think, wait, he's coming back, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
They're bringing him back. And he's got to come back.
There was a part where I'm just like, is this going to be two parts? I'm like, because fuck, we've been here a while and Superman's not there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're just like, oh, this is how we're going to bring him back. I'm like, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. At the end, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, you don't need him. Like, those other fight scenes wouldn't have been fight scenes. There would have been, he would have murdered him.
There would have been no drama, no tension, because it's just like, you have Superman. You know, even that scene where the Flash is like, I can't do this. And it's just like, if Superman was there, it's just like, yeah, go home.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, like each character was a person, you know, like they felt like they live and breathe in that world. And fucking Barry Allen, like, granted, it's hard not to compare him to Flash on a TV show, but Ezra Miller did a really good job.
He did.
He did an awesome job. And especially they gave the vibe of it just being, this is his first time.
Yeah, he's like super new to it.
Yeah.
He's not even at Star Labs.
No.
Like, he just barely got the job.
Yeah. As a CCPD.
Like that, I loved. I mean, it was nice to see him as comedic relief, and that he also was learning as he went along. And it's just...
I love that, yeah.
Yeah. Because it feels like that's another ace in the hole, you know? Where it's like, you can make him overpowered, and then the balance is off.
Yeah.
Here, everyone was just evenly balanced. Render attack, run, everybody!
He does that.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts was, you know, the team didn't just instantly work together well. Right. The team wasn't, you know, yeah. I mean, with Avengers, it kind of was that way. Like, yeah. almost yeah. everyone's just too powerful and everyone just kind of, I mean, Thor, Hulk, Iron Man, like, they're all good enough on their own. They don't really have to work with anybody. Like, yeah. the only people that have to work with people are Black Widow and Hawkeye, really. And so, like, it was cool that, you know, I mean, Cyborg didn't even want to do it. They had to really draw right. him out yeah. between Bruce and Diana. And then yeah, Ezra, like, he wanted to fight. But then, like, he gets into the fight. He's like, well, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah, I don't know. And then Bruce is like, hey, just save one guy.
I like that.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, then what? He's like, you'll know. Yeah. And then, like, they're just fighting. And then he's like,
he did okay, know.
I can do this. Yeah. And like, so it was good that they weren't just an instant team that was awesome and it just didn't make any sense. It was good that they had to kind of coax and draw them out. Aquaman didn't even fight with them in the first yeah. scene. Yeah. He came yeah. up at the very end and kind of saved them, but they were like, okay, all right, I'm in now. Yeah. Like, let's do this.
I really liked Aquaman.
Dude, Aquaman yeah. is amazing. So good. I think all of them were really, really good.
He's yeah. the one that surprised me the most, though. So, like, Aquaman, to me, is not an interesting character. He has that same dynamic as Superman. Like, he's going to win. He's going to do the right thing. It's always going to be
yeah.
the
yeah.
good, the right thing. And I liked him a lot. Like, Jason Momoa.
He didn't really shine too much in this yeah. movie, though. Not yet.
And I felt like that's what was going to happen. Was yeah. He's going to... Because he's Game of Thrones right now. He's yeah. the hot thing right now. But, like, they put him in not a lot. I yeah. like that.
Yeah, they gave him just the right amount of, like, rambunctiousness. Where yeah. just, like, I know what you're about. And then, like, unlike the Avengers where kind of how Devin said, like, each one, they just automatically came as a team in Avengers. Where this one, it's like, oh, like, Cyborg didn't want to do it. He didn't get invested until they took his dad. You know, Aquaman didn't want to do it until they attack Atlantis and Miragod
yeah.
fucked out. Then he's just like, okay, now they have reasons to do this instead of Avengers of just like, Loki,
we're yeah. a team. Yeah. Everyone, fist in the
air. Oh, man, but it really... And then the bringing the Superman back, I almost was cringing when they're just like, he doesn't remember who he is. I'm like, oh, yeah. no, please don't go this route. Please, no, no.
But he kind of remembers, and at the same time, I guess he kind of doesn't.
He's yeah. like, whereas Batman's like, do you bleed? I'm like, oh yeah, he knows he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. He's like, been dead for how long? How come he hasn't decomposed? Well, how long
Kryptonian.
Has he been dead?
Kryptonian okay. cells. Kryptonian.
That's how we're going to go here?
That's exactly. That's what I loved, is that the fact that they were just like, he doesn't remember, but you see him just like...
Like something is off. Yeah. Aquaman knows.
That was the best part of Aquaman. He's not right. Your adrenaline's spiking because he's not right. Yeah.
Like, I like that too. They're legit scared of him because yeah. he is like, we've seen he hasn't had the best parents. Like, they tell him to do bad things sometimes. They don't tell him to do the right thing, and he wants to do the right thing. He's a scary guy.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that entire scene.
Oh, and no, especially like, the flash scene.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he's like, oh, I'm going to get him.
He's turned and scared. Oh, man. Ezra Miller knocked out of the park, giving that sense of like awe and yeah. sheer and fear.
Shock
like,
and fear.
He can see me. Nobody can see me.
That was probably one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
That was the best. Right yeah. He's like, he's holding all three of them and he's like, oh, my God. Why?
Oh, man.
Then he just lets them go and he's still oh, yeah. attacking him.
Oh, that was just so badass. And like you said, that scene where he's just like, I know you,
yeah.
and then zooms after Batman and picks him up, do you bleed? I'm like, oh my God, he remembers.
Yeah, he doesn't remember everything, but he remembers you almost killing him.
And I love that line he gives. He's like, you wouldn't let me die and you wouldn't let me yeah. live. Yeah. I'm like,
that's like true too, because he didn't kill him and he didn't let, you know, he brought him back.
Man. And I love when he's just like, bring out the big guns. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, are we going to do like different colored kryptonites?
Yeah.
But it's like simpler. It's just like, Lois.
Yeah.
Lois will.
Easy. Yeah.
But that was in the scene in the Batman Superman where the Flash came back in time and said, Lois is the key. That's not the scene though, right?
I want to say yes.
It can't be.
Because that makes perfect sense.
But then Flash, it seems like Flash was just discovering his power. I doubt he'd be able to go back
to time. I think it's going to be closer to Darkseid.
Yeah, I feel like it's closer to Darkseid. Well, she has a bigger role later on.
Otherwise, there's no interest in her.
I'm glad that she's a B character now.
We got the right amount of Lois in this one.
Yeah. She's like supporting only.
I'm just like, fuck, I get it. You're a journalist. I get it. Yeah. You're doing stuff. I don't care. Move it along. Get in danger.
It's kind of the Iris thing. Like, yeah. Sometimes you put it in too much. Yeah. It's like, we're Flash. Like, he's Flash. You're his girlfriend.
No. You are super slow. Yeah. You are no good.
You probably run bait. Slower because you have heels on. You're a liability. That's what you
All you do is put yourself in danger and then yell, Barry! Yeah. And then he comes running. Like, that's all you do. But we got the right amount of Lois Lane in this.
Yeah, we did.
And I love that they have, like, that B story of just, like, oh, no, Martha lost the farm, and like, oh, that sucks for Superman. And then at the end, of course.
I didn't realize it was bad. I was like, how did Clark buy the barn? He doesn't have any money. He just came back to life.
And like, literally, you see the back of Bruce Wayne. I'm like, Bruce Wayne bought it, dude.
I was so confused.
Well, he bought
like,
the bank.
There's no way Clark Kent bought the farm. He has no money. He's been dead for how many months?
And I wonder how they're going to explain that and not put two and two together.
He was on vacation.
Hey, Clark, you're back from...
That's a weird thing too.
Your
right?
undercover journalism work in Kenya.
See, they should have just killed Superman. Don't say anything about Clark. So when, I mean, they wouldn't know that he was going to come back. But still,
I mean, like, who knows about like, Clark Kent really?
It's
other
that
than
Dark Knight
the
Rises thing again, because like Bruce Wayne's not seen, Batman's not seen. Bruce Wayne comes back, Batman. I'm like, why do you not see the connections?
Take off his glasses right now.
Oh man,
one person just like. Superman, isn't he?
No.
What? He's built like a monster.
He's built like a monster.
Have you ever seen him get a paper cut?
No.
He's working how long?
Give me a break.
How could he not? He's a journalist. There has to be cuts all over his hand.
Oh, man.
You seen fix that photocopier? Nobody can fix those. We have to call the tech and wait 48 hours.
How does he know that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, but fuck. Damn Justice League, man. It's such a great fucking awesome
movie.
They
did a good job. They did a really good
really
job.
Good job.
The parody I like better than the Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Little tease that he did.
Yeah.
I don't get the hate though for this movie. I really don't. I didn't read.
People
all
hate
of,
it.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of hate.
It has like what 33
I'm saying is the character development stuff, which I feel like you can't blame the movie for that.
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
more on Warner Brothers and the overall well, I've seen plan this. For DC. Like, yeah, they didn't have. Backstories, so you can't really blame that on.
I think
they
just spoiled what
yeah.
Marvel did. That's what it is. They just want backstory.
I've heard a
before.
Lot of the hate is Joss Whedon. They feel like the comedy and stuff was his fault, and they're like, "We need Zack Snyder film." Remember what happened last time we had a Zack
Snyder
only film?
Yeah,
everyone hated Batman.
The theatrical version
was
so bad.
Yeah, the only saving grace was the extended.
Yeah,
the ultimate edition.
Yeah. It
just filled in a little bit more holes than it
would. Yeah, but
I think maybe the only I did finally hear a complaint about. That I actually agreed with, but they complain that Barry Allen, he kind of comes off as like stupid.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
As kind of slapsticky.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the comics or anything like that. I mean, I know he's funny, but
he was
like,
sort of
they
like
were complaining that he's like not smart, which he obviously is.
Yeah. Well, he's smart. I thought he was just more like the Spider-Man of this group, where you know, smart ass.
Young one. Well, see, but that's the thing is like, I felt it was. And when she said that, I was like, okay, because that was what I hate about the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, you're supposed to be a nerd and you don't know how a battery works.
Oh, right.
Like,
oh,
and that
yeah.
was like one of my biggest complaints ever.
Yeah.
As much as I loved Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, I was like, you're not Peter Parker.
There's
like,
no consistency
Peter
with that.
Peter Parker
yeah.
knows definitely
when,
how a battery
when he's
works,
Spider-Man, so he's not Peter Parker.
Yeah.
He forgets.
Oh, and so when she did say that, it did make me, because he was kind of.
Very.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's different ways you could look at it. Like, he already had his own suit, which was totally legit, obviously.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne was, like, telling all the different things about it.
Yeah.
But then, at the same time, he is kind of, like, just kind of goofy, I guess.
I feel like in the battle room, too, he's,
stupid,
like, he is, like, not stupid, but, like, doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he is clumsy.
He's early
into
it, yeah.
Which
and he's
like,
clumsy, yeah. He kept bowling.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's going to get you killed.
It's like, you're going, like, Mach 2.
Yeah.
It's like, you just can't take a tumble.
Break your neck instantly right there.
I mean, I can see why they would complain about it, but it just fits so well with the group dynamic that it's hard to just, you know.
If without him, it would have been, I feel like it wouldn't have been good, because it would have been super dark.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, these characters just needed someone, like, they needed a young guy in there, and I feel like he's the perfect, and, I think the biggest is going to be Barry Allen, because we have the show.
Yeah.
And he's such a good Barry Allen, I feel like.
Yeah, Grant Gustin knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
And he's still well written on the show, but that's because they have, like, 3 or 4 seasons to actually, like, flush it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, here it's just like, here's this guy who runs really fast, who hasn't really figured out his powers. He's still new to it. It's like, even when he fought Captain Boomerang, you know, it was just like a quick, literally, like how he says, all I do is run fast and push people.
Yeah. Like, and I run away.
You know, it's like, even when they're bringing Superman back and they have the Mother Box in the chamber, I'm like, oh my god, does he know how to throw lightning already? But no, all he does is just run and go.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have the ability to throw lightning.
He just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah. It's like, you can phase through walls. No, nope. All right, Barry.
Just I love the running sequences, though, like with the lightning.
Or yeah. Like, I love the effect motion that he makes with them.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I love that they do, like, that little, like, motion blur or, like,
yeah,
like fuzz where he's moving fast, but everyone's moving slow.
Everyone's still moving, but he's just moving so much faster than everyone.
Like, it's like he's looking at, like, the air move, and that's why it's all, like, cloudy. I'm like, I fucking love that effect.
Yeah. So good. That's what made the Superman scene so much crazier.
Yeah.
We've seen it 4 or 5 times, and you're like, oh! He's looking at you in regular time. Yeah. Because he is as fast as you are.
Oh, man. It was such a good movie. Fuck. I'm still trying to process everything that I saw. Yeah.
That's the thing. Because we literally just seen it.
Yeah, we literally just saw it, came out, and started recording.
And Devin meet us here, and we're on location. My new city.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of what else that I want to talk about.
I like the Lasso of Truth. I mean, Wonder Woman. Oh, the Lasso of Truth.
Aquaman.
Scene with Wonder Woman, and she blocks that entire clip of machine gun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, sometimes I forget how fast Wonder Woman can move, too.
I was like, man, like, There's no way that she can be like looked upon like any different than them. Yeah. If anything, she's better than Batman. I love Batman.
No.
Like, she's a badass.
That was the thing too that I liked about her was like she actually like was holding her own against Superman when he was like headbutts her and she's like and then she headbutts him back and he's like, oh, okay, I gotta melt that a little bit.
Like, so I know. Much. Like even that scene where she throws a lasso and they're just like playing a little bit of tug war, I'm like, holy shit, everyone always forgets that Wonder Woman and Superman strength is like comparable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, fuck. That was really that Aquaman scene sitting on the lasso.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I was out of left field.
What is going on?
Like, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel so scared and so lonely. I think we're all gonna die, guys. I think.
I'm cool with not dying, but I'm young. I still got something to do. Like, what are you talking about?
And it's just like the lasso. You're like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh man.
Batman was so good, though.
Oh,
Ben
Affleck,
that guy.
See, that makes me worry, too, because we saw the end credits scene now, right?
Yeah.
So that makes me worry, because there was talk about them, he's backing out, or they're scrapping the Batman movie, or shit like that.
That's
so
what I've heard, too.
What's going on with
the
scene?
Well, I think the big issue is him.
I think it's to be figured out.
Because he may not want to do it. That's the thing. I think that's what they're
because
worried
about. They've written the story already, though, right? And everything else.
No, they're rewriting.
They're rewriting it?
Yeah, they're back to square one on that.
Yeah.
But casting is the same.
They don't know if he wants to stay. That's. I don't think it's anything they want. They want him to stay. I think he may not want to stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, makes sense. You're fucking Ben Affleck. You're hot shit in Hollywood.
Yeah. Plus, the interviews I've heard, he's like, yeah, the suit, like, it's cool. Like, I was so excited to put it on. I think it was on Fallon. He's like, it's really, like, hard to get into. It's rubbery. It's super hot. You know, and, like, he's like, come to my house. And my daughter's like, you were doing Justice League. Can you give me a suit? He's like, yeah, I can get you a suit. And like, got him the Flash one. That's what she wanted. She didn't want the Batman one. She wanted the Flash.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was like, man, yeah. So like, I've heard. Well, I think I tagged you in it. Who did they want?
Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
Jake
Gyllenhaal's a good actor. I
still
no
love
problem
the Batfleck. So, I'm
but
still
I want
cool.
Batman.
Yeah. All the rumors are just rumors.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah
I'm
I want Affleck to stay Batman.
He's which a good Batman.
Would be awesome. Which would be awesome on Ben Affleck's and WB. WB's part, because it's just keeping interest in, like, you know, we want a Batman film, we want a Batman, you know, we want Batfleck, and that's a great way of them being like, I don't know if we're going to do it, we're doing, you know, this is what we're facing, it's good to keep interest, because it's going to be a while before that movie, you know, gets
keep people
production.
Still talking about it,
But it's like that, like, hype. Even in this film, you saw Batman be Batman.
He's like video game cartoon Batman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
But, like, be Justice League Batman, of like, you know, technically he's the leader. You know, he's the brains, but he lets other people, like, no, you are the person who stands in front. I'm the brain behind you going, like, you know, this is what we're really going to do.
That's what I liked about, too. Like, he never went, like, straight up for Steppenwolf because he knows he can't beat him. He's, like, he was doing other stuff. He never was in the battles. Like, it's Batman vs. Superman, he never was in the battle. He was doing something else. Like, he knows. He's smart. He's not going to put himself in a situation like that.
Yeah, he's the tactician, not Yeah, but I just love that he was just, like, the brains. And even though he was like, oh, no, we need a leader, I'm like, no, you need someone to be the face of the team.
Yeah.
Like, you're the leader. You're just being a little bitch.
That's what I like. That's, like, other Batmans, like, Christian Bale, I love him. But he's forced. Like, he's not a tactician. Like this is the first time we've seen tactical. Yeah. You know? Like, he's like, oh, let's be smart about this. I'm not going to beat him, obviously. Me and Stephen Wolf, he's going to murder me the first hit. I'm dead.
I think my favorite part was when they go to fight Superman and he shows up like five minutes after.
Yeah. He's out of breath already. They've been battling him for like 10 minutes.
Oh, fuck. That adds like realism. Like the movie is grounded. That's just poof, they're all there. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah.
Can Batman got to travel?
That's the best, too, because like.
Batman's got an Uber.
He had to do that, and then like Superman instantly, like, I remember him. I fucking hate this guy. Oh, man. Like, I love they keep in that relationship. Like, you don't know if they really like each other or don't like each other.
Although it was weird when he was just like, I don't not like you.
I don't not like you. He's all weird, like, what the fuck? Like, he seems offended. Like, no, we're friends.
Yeah, like, everybody loves me.
Kind of, I mean, in a way.
Oh, man. Moms have the same name.
Yeah, remember that? Remember when I almost murdered you?
And then you said Martha to snap me out of it? Yeah.
I saved your mom? You forgot about that part when he tried to kill me.
I don't like how
I'm surprised you didn't say Martha, Martha when he was being choked.
That's what I've been bad at. Martha, Martha, Martha. Oh, God, it's not working.
He doesn't understand.
Oh, man.
But it works on me.
I love how they try to retcon that whole thing. They're just like, what about Superman? He's more human than me. I'm like, yeah. what the fuck are you talking about?
That's the one thing I didn't like. He's hyping him up before he got, I'm like, you know he's coming back now. Yeah. But like, he's hyping him up. Like, he's building him up so high now.
Yeah.
He's like, no, Superman's way better than me. Have you seen his laser eyes? You're crazy.
There's even a 1% chance we can bring him back. We've got to bring him back. I was like, before it was, if there's a 1% chance he's evil, we got to kill him.
Oh, man.
Like, you don't have any of the stuff that you almost killed him with before. How do you think you're going to do this again?
Yeah, who the fuck has the Kryptonian spear?
Lex Luthor, probably, now that he's out.
First, let's talk about those cutscenes. The first one was adorable.
That was amazing.
The Flash and Superman had a little race.
Dude. If I win, you're off the team.
He's like so hurt by it. He's like, what?
It's like, if I win, I get to tell everyone. Deal. That was a little adorable. I like that.
That's great. Yeah. Because that's always been a thing.
You know, comics and TV shows.
Faster than each other.
Well, Flash is faster, obviously, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Has Superman ever turned back time?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Superman 2, is it?
Superman actually save his mom and ruin the whole timeline?
Oh, shit.
Because I should have said it with Batman.
Shots fired.
Do this, Henry. Nerdmans are back.
But yeah, Flash is faster.
Yeah,
political.
But that was pretty cool. I liked that.
I like that too. It was a nice little like, hey, they're still hanging out and being friends, unlike Avengers, which is like, we saved New York. Let's all go our separate ways. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Other movies together, but we don't ask for anyone's help. Like, hey, someone's gonna murder the room. I should probably call Thor. He can destroy you in 2 seconds.
We got helicarriers about to destroy everyone that's on the bureau. Maybe we should fix that.
Yeah,
hey, Iron Man, can you come help me take out these helicarriers?
Like, Spider-Man didn't call Iron Man to help him when he just came.
Yeah.
But no one, he doesn't help anybody else.
Oh, man. And then let's talk about that second after credits.
So I seen a picture of that. I seen Deathstroke before, like 2 days ago. So pissed. And I was like, damn it. And someone was like, in credit scene, this is Deathstroke. I'm like, fuck up, that's wrong. Yeah. And I'm like, all right. But I seen he posted it, Joe. He posted it too. So I'm like, not too bad. I'm like, we'll see what the context is. The context is way better than what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, first off, his suit's way.
Oh,
my God. His suit's so sick. Because
I'm like, we know CW. And I'm like, that's CW. That guy is really good. Manu Bennett, right?
Yeah.
He's really good. So I'm like, I don't know about this. I like Joe. I like him. Like, I won't say his last name. Just can't.
Joe Manganiello?
Yeah, whatever. He was in How I Met Your Mother for a lot.
Yeah.
He's so great.
He does a lot of these small roles in TV shows.
I like that he's in the mask is way better than the CW show.
Even
like
that fucking eye patch is better than the CW show.
Yeah, so much better.
I don't know how they fucking did that. I'm like, I believe this eye patch more than the CW one.
He looks the part, too, because I didn't really recognize him as the kind of character you would see on TV show like this fucking handsome Magic Mike type of guy, you know?
Mike, you saw him in Magic Mike, didn't you?
What?
That was the first thing you noticed from...
I said True Blood, True Blood.
Magic Mike, True Blood.
Magic Mike.
Remember that movie guy we just saw in Justice League?
Oh, man. But
next review is Magic Mike.
I've never seen... I've seen the second one a little bit.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I imagine.
But yeah, that end credit scene of just like you're back in prison. You see freaking Lex Luthor turns around, nods.
Psych. Right? Yeah, like
fake out.
The first time it seemed like it was that actor. Then the, when they did the second time, you could tell it clearly wasn't. But
and then the best part is just like just a shadow on a boat, two swords. And like that helmet.
Oh gosh,
like,
yeah.
Oh fuck.
He was like, is it? Can't be. It can't be.
Yeah, I was like, no, no.
I'm pretty sure it's who you think it is.
I'm like, it's gonna be like something. They're gonna throw in another one, like Taskmaster or something. I'm like, no. But then swords, and then you see him like, oh my god, it's Deathstroke. Oh my god, it's Deathstroke. It's Deathstroke, everybody. And then he just fucking climbs, and there's Lex Luthor just chilling, and then the beautiful words like, they made their own.
Yeah.
Let's make our own.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit. Now, please just call it Legion of Doom. Just call it the Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
And you need to have your base come up out of the mud.
Suicide Squad 2.0. See, was it last... When this guy seen it opening night, so he texted me. Texted me is like, oh my god, dude. Oh my god. Then I'm like, what the fuck you doing? You are just like... He's like, yeah. And he, the next day I come to work, because me and him work in the same building now. And he gave me the most non-spoiler ever. Oh. And I was like, I want to see this movie so much more now. So he was telling me stuff, but not telling me stuff. Yeah. Like,
I was like, dude, you're going to lose your mind at the end credits.
So good.
Oh, like, I already knew he was going
to. I was like, he gave me the best description and didn't tell me anything. And it was like, got me so hyped.
Actually, that would be pretty badass. If they do the next Justice League, but it's the Injustice League, and it focuses more on the bad guys like Suicide Squad, a little bit better.
A lot better. Suicide Squad shit.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was a terrible movie.
Yeah, now that you, like, outside looking in, you're like, I watched it a few weeks ago when I was, before I came back to work, I watched it, so, probably a month ago, and I was like, this isn't very good, is it?
I know, I was watching a little bit on HBO with my dad, and my dad was just like, this isn't good. I'm like, I know.
Enchantress is like the worst person ever. I don't like that actress either. She's so bad. She's like Kristen Stewart to me. Like, she's garbage. I'm like, I don't want to see you on
this
screen.
It's like, why did you make her CG at all? You know? It's like, why did you do that?
So bad.
Why are you introducing magic and then you don't bring in Constantine? Why are you doing
these brother, things? Brother, who's obviously much more powerful. We only seen him twice.
Yeah.
And then never see him again.
That movie just has so many problems.
Deadshot's pretty cool. Which is, I think, their only focus with Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
Well, because it's Will Smith, you know, they get the big names.
Yeah. That's all they cared about was those two.
No, he's the only one that actually tried to carry the movie.
Yeah.
He didn't. Wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't.
Deadshot and Deathstroke coming after Batman. I want to see that.
Oh, fuck, yes. They have to.
Those are like three pretty big names.
Yeah.
For two big names and then him. Deathstroke.
A gorgeous man.
Yeah. From Magic Mike as far as he knows. I told this guy when we got out, I'm like, Sofia Vergara should be Harley Quinn. But like, oh, Jay.
No. I'm Mr. Jay. Here comes the Batman. I would pay to see that movie.
This is recut Suicide Squad with her.
Oh, God, I would.
It's like getting changed. Wah.
No. You said not to hate him.
It's like a Modern Family and Suicide Squad mashup.
Well, they should have Suicide Squad in that format where they know they're being recorded. Like, I just don't like when Deathstroke talks. I don't like when Harley Quinn yells at me like that. It just makes me sad.
That'd be amazing.
Amanda Waller's not hot.
Oh man, but yeah, Justice League, man, it's just so much to process, man. So much happened.
So good.
Boom tubes. We saw boom tubes. And Cyborg said boom yeah.
Booyah. But that was just more for the comic, though.
Who gives Titan, a shit? Right? It was good.
Boom Tunes are going technical. Going up on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Parademons, man. I never thought I would reach this, like, see this on the big screen and done relatively well.
Yeah.
That's what blew me away.
I didn't have super high hopes for it. And I'm like, I want it to be so good. But Thor and this one. Thor probably gonna be the better movie, and much as I hate it, and I didn't really watch. I know I only watched half of Thor, so we can't do that review yet. But
but I would say if I had to out of the movies I've seen so far, I would have to say the one that made me like feel good was Thor. The one that I was most interested in and had me like entertained throughout all of it
was Coco. Was Justice League. Side note, Coco was an amazing movie.
Everyone's talking about Coco though. That's the thing. Like I've seen so many posts on Coco and not just
like sleep. I feel like every culture should have a Day of the Dead
they
celebration.
Had a Coco trailer in the movie. Like, yeah. Go see Coco. I'm like, why are you promoting this? Promote your own movie.
I still want to see Coco.
Black Panther trailer though. Oh, yeah. Did you get a Black Panther trailer?
Is it racist that all the music for the soundtrack is hip hop?
I've actually thought of that too. I'm just like, it's a little racist.
There's more than one Black
Tyler
Panther.
Tyler Perry
suit,
presents.
Right? There's Panther. Like another person using a Black Panther suit too, right?
I wasn't right, just seeing because that. Anybody can be a Black Panther if they go through the trials.
Oh.
Then they get the powers of the Black Panther.
Got you. So when are we gonna do that?
What?
We're near hilarious fight.
There's like a long waiting line. Waiting list.
Kind of somewhere in Africa.
We don't know exactly where it's at, so maybe it's in Tulare. Like, oh, it's right next to my cell. It's right there.
Oh, shit. Hey, oh.
Wakanda, California.
It's like at work, we do an order for Atlantis, and I keep telling people, like, where's that? Where is that? I'm like, oh, it's in the ocean. We just pushed it in there. Hope it gets there. Like, where is that? No idea. That's what I imagine. That's the best thing I can think of. Like, someone does the coast route. They put it in the ocean.
They just
let
put
it go.
On a raft and just, there we go. The current will take it away.
If they want it, they'll get it.
Oh, yeah, man. But yeah, I want to see Coco. And then, of course, all this doesn't matter because we all know in 3 weeks a better movie's coming out. Right? We all know that.
What's coming up? So. Yeah.
Better be as good
is
as
that, is a Christmas Ragnarok Carol coming back out?
There is a Christmas movie coming
is it,
out.
Is it a
yeah.
Christmas movie?
Yeah.
It's like a retelling of the Christmas story.
Bad Moms Christmas is out already. I don't know if you... Have you talked about that one? The Bad Moms Christmas is already out.
Oh, it's out.
Pretty funny.
It's a little film called The Last Jedi.
But is
he
the
really
last
the last?
Jedi?
If there's another
yes.
movie out, is the last Jedi?
Yes, he's the last Jedi.
Maybe they should call it like second to last Jedi.
Yeah.
The funniest thing I ever
or
saw.
Question mark the last Jedi.
The funniest Jedi thing I ever probably. Saw about that was like someone was asking, like some news reporter was just like asking Ryan Johnson, director, like, so who's the last Jedi? And Ryan Johnson was like, did you see The Force Awakens? It's Luke. Luke's the last Jedi. I was dying. I'm like, oh fuck.
So what the fuck is Rey?
She's not a Jedi.
She can be.
She's gonna be part
she's
of
a great
she's
Jedi.
Gold. He's yeah. gonna train her,
gonna
right?
Go yeah. old for training. No, she's gonna be something new.
She's the Sith Lord.
No, no. Because if Luke's all like light, dark, you know, what do you see?
She's gray.
It's just gonna be like some new order, probably like some bullshit. I don't know, but it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be
okay.
You say that
we're gonna come back that night and we're like.
I don't know, he must have did something right if fucking Disney and Star Wars gave him like the rights to build his own trilogy.
Although I'm pretty excited for that because then you're kind of going away from the Star Wars and just kind of building on a whole different galaxy and whole different characters. And that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I love that idea of like exploring something outside the Skywalker family. I'm like, that's gonna be good, really good.
Maybe like a cousin or something.
Yeah, distant cousin, right?
No Skywalkers.
It's just the body put in space.
They have X-Wings but just sitting on cinder blocks.
Hey, someone stole my tires.
What tires on there?
They stole them.
They stole them, eh? Nah, but fuck, that's just going to blow everything out of the water. We should all know this.
I hope so. If it's not as good as at least Thor Ragnarok, I'm going to be pretty disappointed.
Yeah. It should be good. I hope so. The only thing that worries me is Porgs.
What? They're
adorable.
Yeah, man, yeah. They look adorable, but I'm just like, oh man, if they're in this too much and they go the Jar Jar route, I'm like, this could totally just blow
it
up.
It could really
faces.
Ruin the movie.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi, or is it about these fucking things?
Spinoff watch.
Oh, gotta be so
like a Madagascar with all these little creatures, or minions with all these little fucking minions.
Yeah, episode 9, Revenge of the Porg.
You're like, no, for fuck's sake.
The whole planet of them watch.
There is a whole planet. Actor.
Like Ewoks.
I can believe Ewoks though. I believe them as a kid. They're pretty
Ewoks
much ingratiated.
Ewoks versus Porgs. Oh, battles to death.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone forgets that the Ewoks are cannibals. They eat meat. They were going to eat Luke, Han, and Chewie.
That doesn't make them cannibals.
They probably eat each other. I don't
Chewie's
know.
Not a person. Not a cannibal.
Chewie's
dare
a bear,
you say, right? How dare you.
That's meat. We should barbecue.
We should.
Is Leia going to die?
Leia?
Pretty sure she's going to die.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
And it's going to make him stronger.
I don't know.
I think it will.
I don't know. But, I mean, they have to do something. Because, I mean, obviously, Carrie Fisher's
fast. You can't
fast.
Keep going. You could do the CGI. whole Fast Furious one. Just name everyone after her, even though that character's not dead. You know, looking at you, Fast Furious, Ryan. She's not dead. Stop it.
He's a family man now. We can't bring him back into this.
If anything, side note, that barbecue they were done. He should have fucking been there.
Yeah,
for real.
They were done with all this stuff. I'm pretty sure he lives probably close by.
Didn't even invite him to a barbecue.
Yeah, they invite him.
Did you hear that fucking Tyrese says he's not going to do the next one?
Yeah.
If the Rock's in it,
because their spinoff movies before they pushed Fast and Furious 9 back because of Jason Statham and The Rock. So he's like, I'm not going to do it anymore. Did you see how broke he is though?
Yeah,
on Instagram.
I saw him crying because he's in a custody battle with this kid.
He's paying like so much money.
And he's just like, you're not taking my kid. Real men cry. I'm like, dude, this is private family stuff.
Yeah, you should probably put this on social media when you have like 4 million followers.
No, I'm like, dude, this is private stuff. You shouldn't really be talking to
that. She's going to use this in the court.
Yeah.
Like, look what he fucking did.
Unstable.
Exactly. Poor Tyrese.
But he definitely needs that Fast and Furious money, so he may just... May not think this through.
For real.
The Rampage trailer, too. You see Rampage trailer?
Yeah. Oh, Rampage trailer.
It looks actually surprisingly good.
That's the weird part. It's just like, fuck, why am I getting behind this film?
I feel like now The Rock is done with serious movies. He's just doing whatever. Like,
yeah.
He knows they're going to be successful because he's in it. he's just doing whatever he wants.
I know. It's just like, it's a video game? Sure, why not? Let's do this.
Like, at first, I thought he was like, wanting serious roles, but now he's like, I'm Fast and Furious, I'm video games, I'm
Jumanji,
Rampage. I'll do whatever. Jumanji's coming.
Jumanji,
that's
going to
be great.
The Last Jedi, that's going to be awesome.
Last Jedi's going to be okay. In there, though. Yeah. Rock's not in, if he was.
Yeah. Oh, dude, must
change
see
the game.
Oh, fuck.
If he was Kylo Ren.
Oh, God.
Leia, you're my son.
I am.
I am,
mother. Just picture him by the head.
They all Samoan.
Oh man,
that's a whole nother meeting on Force Push.
that Han death would have been way different.
Yeah.
He would have just put his fist through his chest.
Oh my god. Oh fuck.
That held him away with his big ass head though.
Fuck no. For a side note, so a little video game came out called Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Never heard of it.
We've been gone for a while, so we're just going to rant. We're just doing random stuff.
Yeah.
Justice League was amazing. Yeah. Side note now.
Go watch it.
Battlefront 2. Decent game. Single player campaign. Really good. Really short.
So not worth the $60 that you're in it just for single player.
Right. Exactly.
My brother-in-law actually bought it for him and my nephew. So I've been playing just multiplayer. The ship battles are so much better, though.
The ship battles is the only fucking saving
they're
grace.
They're so sick. And Darth Maul? Oh.
Yeah. And flying the scimitar?
Oh.
And I know everyone's there's been controversy about, you know, the loot crates and all that. DLCs. They are 100% correct.
Yeah.
It is an unfair system. Like, I like grinding. I wasn't going to spend more money on fucking loot crates. Fuck you. I paid $60. It'd be a full game.
Yeah.
But after playing it, and even though EA did stop it, it's clearly still, it was pay to win. Because there's people there who have, like, abilities and cards that are, like, way beyond you. And it's just like, how the fuck? You know, they literally threw money.
If I don't spend money, how am I gonna win?
Win exactly, and it can get annoying. But at the same time, if you're doing first person, like, you know, the gunfights, it's annoying because it's like, oh, clearly they have the better gun. They got the steady hand, the no recoil, all that bullshit. But the ship battles, it's like, oh, it's relatively easy.
Yeah,
you know,
fair,
but everything else is just like, oh my god, this is fucking stupid. EA, you fucked up.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
They've been
early.
Fucking up.
Yeah, and this is—it's just all corporate greed. Because I mean, they do this, and then they shut down. Disney forces them to shut down the microtransactions, and they still come out and say this won't affect our quarterly reports or anything. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, you literally did this on top just to make more money?
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. And then I love the fact that the U.S. government and another country.
There's Hawaii.
Hawaii? No. Another country.
Oh,
country.
Really?
Yeah. Another country.
One of the senator or some shit in Hawaii was saying that EA, what they're doing is illegal. So it's sort of like it's like gambling in a sense.
Yeah.
Where you're getting kids to spend their money.
And it's not guaranteed of what they're getting.
You don't know
what
you're getting.
Yeah,
so it is gambling.
So it's illegal is what they're saying in Hawaii. And he's hoping that everyone else kind of push towards this.
Yeah. The U.S. is pushing towards that. and another country too, and that's why that other country stopped sales of the game.
Oh shit!
Yeah, until they could figure out what, you know, what constitute as gambling.
I hope they all do that. I hate microtransactions.
Yeah, it's like I paid $60. I paid the full price. Give me the full game.
Like I don't care if it's in the game. I just don't want it to take it away from the game. You know. Yeah. Single story mode only, what, 6 hours, 8 hours?
Yeah, people should not even 8 hours.
Shorter?
It's four.
Fuck.
What? You can finish it in one sitting if you wanted to. But I played it on like super hard where it's just like the ultimate Star Wars experience. I'm like, I'll do that. And it was still relatively easy. Hmm. And it suffers from EA coming in and being like, no, you don't have time to flush out a story. We want you to make sure that you bring in superhero characters. Like, there's a mission where you play as Leia, a mission that you play as Han, a mission that you play as Lando. And it's the dumbest thing. It takes away from the game, because clearly the writers had Iden Versio as the protagonist. And you don't... She's in it for, like, a little bit of the game. You're playing as these superheroes, doing stupid things. It is dumb. But when you get the Iden Versio missions, that's, like, the creme de la creme of the game. Yeah. And it just sucks that it's so rushed. And something happens, and it's so stupid, and it pisses you off, but you still play it. Can I tell you guys what happens?
I don't care.
Yeah.
She defects. She defects halfway through the fucking game. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You make this entire series of, like, see it from the point of view of the Empire. You're like, sudden, fuck yeah, we're gonna go to the First Order. No, halfway through the game, like, you're gonna kill my own people? We're defecting. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you doing? And it's the dumbest thing in the world, because now they're just like, now we have to shoot stormtroopers. I'm like, no one knows you defected. No one, you could walk back
they
to
know.
The ship.
They
Why
know.
Are we shooting people?
No one knows.
Oh my god. It is dumb. Although the only saving grace for single player is the actors.
Yeah.
Jeanine Gavankar, the guy who plays Del Mico, and then Captain Lance from Arrow is in
nice.
It.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Yeah, he actually plays a bad guy. Because he doesn't defect with the team. He stays loyal to the Empire. And then...
Is he a bad guy then, or are they the bad guys
for leaving
their team?
He's like bad guy, like as in badass. Oh,
okay.
Like, he takes shit from nobody. Like, when they try to defect, he's like killing them. Like, shooting at them, like,
oh,
no
shit.
Hesitation or anything. Just like, we're leaving. He's like, that's not our orders. We're leaving. I'm like, oh, shit! It's like, we were friends! Detective Lance, tell me about the Arrow! Oh man, but yeah, it's
world's
just
back
of this empire.
Oh man, but yeah, it's just fuck. It could have been something so much better, and it wasn't. But it's still worth playing it a little bit.
Well, enough for $60 though.
So, side note, you two have it. I'm pretty sure you don't.
I
want it. Yeah. Shadows of War. How was it?
Shadows of War.
Shadows of War is.
You have Battlefront 2 too?
Yeah, I have Battlefront 2.
Shadows of War is fucking amazing. As much shit as that game got for microtransactions, I don't see what the point of the being pissed off was. That was done perfectly, where you can pay money to get orcs, but you don't need to do
that. Yeah, you don't.
The game automatically gives you all that stuff you're paying for. You just gotta be patient.
You're not patient, that's what it's for.
Yeah, it's like, and you don't even have to be that patient. There's a button there where it says advanced time. So if you kill orcs and you haven't died, just hit advanced time. And then, whoop, new orcs, new champions, new legendaries, and you're just like, oh, I can continue on. And then everyone's pissed that they're just like, oh man, there's two endings. There's the regular ending and then the real ending. It's like, yeah, the real ending, it's not like the game keeps it hidden from you. The game continues on. It's like, yeah, you finished this, the main story arc, you know, you 100% in everything else, which I did. Have no life. So lonely. But then it's just like, yeah, now you have to defend the sieges. And it's like, it's still relatively fun. Granted,
it's like Arkham Knight.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, you still have the Riddler trophies, but they're not tedious.
Yeah,
it's literally like, you have to go out, hunt for orcs, make your building stronger, because now the Sauron and his forces are coming at you like no holds bar. You know, it's not like the other sieges you did, where it's just like, capture these points, do this. Now it's just like, oh fuck, dragons, trolls, orcs, you know, everything they throw at you, and it's just like, you have to defend it.
It's like, they reward you with the game after you beat the game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but everyone being pissed about microtransactions, I'm like, you don't need them. Like, you'll find this gear. You have a choice. You can either kill that orc and get, you know, whatever gear he's going to drop, whether it be legendary, epic, whatever, or you can, you know, brand him and put him part of your team.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you don't have to spend money. I didn't spend a goddamn penny other than buying the game.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people were pissed. Either way, buy it. Well worth your money.
I will.
Well worth your money. I'm not. It's bullshit. For Lord of the Rings lore, it's epic bullshit.
What? It's so good. It's all canon. It happened.
No, it's all. Helm Hammerhand is a fucking wraith. Really?
As we all know, V is a professional at Lord of the Rings, Star and Wars, everything else.
Are you V?
Everything
he
else.
He knows all of it. He
it's,
knows
about it's $25 right now. Is at it? GameStop.
Oh, I wish I wasn't broke.
This nerdsman has 29 cents to his name.
They do that 29 cent hot dogs?
So broke. Just gonna go home and eat a turkey sandwich. God bless Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else that catches you guys' fancy?
Just glad to be back.
Yeah. It's going to be this until Last Jedi. Hopefully this holds you over, folks.
Hold it up. Listen to it again. Love it. Listen to slow-mo. Whole different experience.
Listen to it the way Billy Barry Allen experienced life. Slow.
Welcome to the Nerds Man.
Rape.
Roman, if you slow it down, he says it all every 5 minutes.
Oh man. Yeah. Good video games. Only 2 games I bought this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
What'd you Shadow Wars say for me?
Yeah. I have Destiny 2, but I didn't buy it. Ruben bought it, but I'm playing with that a little bit. It's alright. I'm not a big fan of Destiny.
I know, I can't get into those games. I really can't. Although I do want to do the new Call of Duty, though.
Yeah, Ruben does too.
It's like, okay.
I don't know. I feel like they've ruined me.
Yep. Yeah. FBUs, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to give them any more of my money. They got me with Infinity Warfare. They got me with Advanced Warfare. I didn't get Infinity Warfare. I was done with that. Advanced Warfare, they got me.
Advanced Warfare was the one where you had exosuit, right?
Yeah. That's I think that's the first ones, right?
Yeah. That one was crap.
Yeah.
And then I never played Infinity Warfare, which is the space one.
Black Ops 3, I did that one too, and that was not good either. It was like, they wanted it to be Titanfall so bad, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Titanfall 2 blew it.
Titanfall 2 was amazing.
Yeah. Titanfall 2 was awesome. Yeah, but I still want to try the World War 2, because it's World War 2.
Yeah, and I've heard it's like back to Call of Duty originals.
Yeah, if it's a good story, then...
Yeah.
Which I don't know whether I'm getting old or what, but I'm just like, the story and the dialogue.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So much the game.
That's why I bought Playboys.
For the articles. The story. Teach me to shave.
Dollar Shave Club, what you got in for me? We're not promoting them.
No.
Get up on us, then we'll promote.
That's Duluth clothing. You need Duluth clothing, though. Everyone should get some Duluth pants. Once they're like...
Alrighty.
Well, folks, I think that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Nerdsman. Next one coming out is just, I think, The Last Jedi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll reconvene.
Maybe we'll do Crisis X, maybe. Maybe we'll conjoin.
Oh, yeah, we should do that one. I need to
catch up on that, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to
watch. If it's standalone, maybe
I kind of want to still. I feel like I'm missing something.
At this point, I'm like, I'm just going to wait till it's on Netflix now.
We still got to finish Punisher, too.
Yeah.
Punisher.
Oh, yeah, Punisher. Now. Yeah, we still got to do Punisher.
Punisher.
Yeah. I think, yeah, at this point, you might as well
just pick
Netflix. Stranger Things. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Alrighty, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us again. We appreciate it. Go check us out on the Patreon we don't have.
Just give us money if you see us.
See us walking down the street, just 20.
Me and Devin work at the same place. These two work at it. Just find us. Just give us money. That's fine.
She's on the street, just like,
hey, Devin, $3. Like, yes.
You're my favorite. I'm going to shout you out. I'm not going to. Like, I don't know what we're going to record again. McDonald's. Alrighty, folks. Thanks for nerding out with us. We'll catch you next time.
Oh.